Still, many people will argue that it doesn't make any sense to look at a fully centrally planned economy like the Soviet Union, since nobody's really advocating that anymore. Why not look at a mixed economy, democratic countries, rather than look at the pure case of a fully centrally planned, a fully public ownership economy? And of course, even if very few people are arguing for a fully centrally planned economy, some people do still think that Marx made a lot of good points and that perhaps Marx was right. And there are people advocating for various kinds of economic systems, such as anarchy, market socialism, social democratic systems of various sorts. Aren't there still some lessons that can be learned from looking at a full public ownership economy in order to better understand public versus private ownership? That's what I'll be arguing. So why not look at mixed economies in order to get these answers? In short, the rationale for it is, in fact, that it is such an extreme system, because, in Eleanor Ostrom's words, it is the simplest possible organism in which the process under investigation occurs. Eleanor Ostrom, recent Nobel laureate in economics, argued that for economists as well as biologists, the simplest possible organism in which a process under investigation occurs in a clarified or even exaggerated form, that is the best way to look at a process. It provides clear information about the processes involved. If we're going to do this, how do we proceed? First, we'll study Marx. We'll ask whether he only criticized capitalism, how did he envision socialism, and so forth. Some say that he advocated a democratic socialism. We'll look at that question and try to understand what Marx did envision. And then once we have an understanding of what Marx favored, we'll study Lenin. Of course, Lenin was a revolutionary political leader, but he was also a theorist. Marx also was a bit of a revolutionary leader himself. He did urge workers to throw off their chains and to bring about socialism right away. He wasn't just theorizing about a slow evolutionary process that would happen over many generations. If he was arguing for revolution and for bringing about socialism short term, then Lenin might be seen as a fairly good example of how that might turn out, since he actually was a Marxist and he did attempt to implement what he saw as Marx's theories. At least that is what he said, and taking him at his word, we can see how closely he kept to Marx's ideas and what the outcome of that was. We'll look at Marx's theories, see if they actually made any sense based on his labor theory of value. That will be our first stop. And labor theory of value is what underlies Marx's exploitation theory. And we'll look at what it means to have democratic use of commonly owned resources and consider that in theory and in practice. Marx's model of capitalist economy and his labor theory of value and his ideas about the socialist economy, we'll compare that to classical and neoclassical, including Austrian models, try to understand both theory and practice of the Marxist way of thinking and how we can understand it from other alternative perspectives.